Hello, this is Cynthia, your voice coach. In the next 3 minutes, you're going to learn one technique about how to use your voice to engage and inspire your audience. Last week, I was in a seminar. At the end of the seminar, the speaker wanted to call the audience to action. And here is what he said. I have done that. It worked. What are you going to do about it? The gentleman beside me asked, do you believe him? Well, the speaker may have done that, but the way he said actually turned people off. Our brain is more receptive to a lower pitch. In one of my workshops, I was asking one question using a loud voice and a lower voice to let the participant see how they felt. I'm going to demonstrate to you by asking this question, which is, what is the one thing that you are grateful for? In two different voices, and I'll let you to feel the difference. Here is the loud voice. What is the one thing that you are grateful for? Here is the lower voice. What is the one thing that you are grateful for? In which voice you feel more reflective? I remember in one of my workshops, the participant said, Cynthia, if you ask me in this way, even if I have one thing, I will not tell you. A lower voice makes people more reflective. If you want to engage and inspire your audience, you must first ask them to reflect, to really make your audience to reflect. It's not the loud voice, but the lower voice. Until next time, this is Cynthia, your voice coach.